Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Felix von Groningen, who is here presenting his film Belgica, and also as a mentor of the Future Frames program here organized by EFP. Thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome, it's nice to be here.
Long introduction. I'll edit that out. Okay, so the first question is, let's start off with Future Frames first. And could you kind of tell us a little bit about what you did as a mentor for the Future Frames this year?
Well, it's very simple, actually. It's like, I've watched their films. I think, we're going to just talk about and share experiences or just talk about their films, like one-on-one. And then they watched my film, and I was asked to give a lecture. So this morning I talked for an hour and a half about my experiences, basically. I mean, I'm a bit further down the line than them. They have made a short film, a great short film that is shown here, and they're about to make their first feature or thinking about it. And so it's interesting to hear from somebody who has a little more experience to hear what he has done, how he has done it, what my personal advice would be, I guess, for them. But I'm not a teacher. I've never taught really in my life. It's not my ambition. But I did feel that it was important to try and share my experience, because it can help. And if it helps some of them, then great. And if not, then it's fine too. But for me, it's more an encounter from filmmaker to filmmaker, basically, because the work they've done is really amazing. I'm amazed by the quality of the films, which is, there are a couple of truly beautiful short films amongst them. Yeah,
that's wonderful. So you're not teaching them, you're not like, as in you're not telling them what to do, it's almost like it's an exchange almost.
Absolutely, that's the way I see it, because there is no truth. I mean, there's just, I have done things the way I have done them, and some were luck, some were deliberate choices, so I can talk about that, but everybody has a different story, right?
Yeah, everyone has a different journey, I guess, too. So you got to see the films in the Future Frames this year?
Yes, I did.
And what was the quality kind of like? Were you impressed with the quality of the film?
I was totally amazed. I mean, they're highly original. They're very diverse. I mean, we're really seeing 10 voices, which is extraordinary, I think. The quality, I mean, the craftsmanship, is really amazing. I mean, you feel that they already really have a lot of faith in playing with the medium and not just telling a conventional story. They are telling good stories, but in very original ways. So I'm surprised, and I'm looking forward to talking more with them about their choices. And what's also incredible is like seeing just 10 short films and then 10 totally different parts of Europe together, like on a very short time.
Yeah, that's true. It's almost like you're going on a trip of Europe just by watching the stories.
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, now let's talk about your film. Of course, I saw it this morning, and I thought it was terrific. But for our listeners, maybe if you could just give a short kind of overview of the story of the film.
It's about two brothers, actually, who had lost each other out of sight a little bit and come back together and start a bar together. Mm-hmm. Actually, the younger brother has a bar, and his older brother comes and joins him because he's like excited about nightlife, and he sees that his young brother is doing well. But the when the older brother comes in, he also like he sees it bigger and wants to make it cooler, and it all works out for a long time. It becomes really a very hip place and a cool place to be, but as often with stories about clubs, what goes up must come down. Mm-hmm. Also in the Belgica, and it's a film about brothers. It's a film about ambition. It's a uh, it's a melancholic look into onto night life, actually.
Right, yeah. And music is very important in the film.
It's huge. I mean, it's really part of the storytelling. I think it's the composers, Solwax, they're also two Belgian DJ brothers, but they're also a rock band. So it's very complicated. But they made the music for the movie, and what they did is create all the bands that you see. So everything that you see and hear in the movie was like created for the movie.
Yeah. But does a lot of it come from autobiographical experiences?
Well, the film is a strange mix of memories, mm-hmm. and interviews I've done with different kinds of people. Actually, my father started a bar, and then sold it, and I used to work there when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. And then he sold it to two brothers, and I kind of mixed up the two periods of that bar, of that existing bar, into and turned it into Belgica. So it's totally not autobiographic, but of course there's a lot of memories of me like found their way into the screenplay and the characters. Mm.
Does that happen a lot when you write your films?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
But here it's like it's obvious because my father had a bar. But yeah, even in a film like Broken Circle, which doesn't have anything to do with my world, I mean, you know, very personal things find their way in.
What's the plans for this film? Are we going to see it anywhere else anytime soon in distribution?
Well, the film is already like on DVD and VOD in a couple of countries, because mm-hmm. it came out in Belgium in March, and also in France and Switzerland and Holland it came out. It's coming out in Czech Republic right now, and the Baltic states, and then all around the world it is already or it's going to be on Netflix too. So you can catch it somewhere if you try a little bit to do your best.
Fantastic. Okay, well, I definitely recommend it. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.